That was the single worst big moment call in the history of sports. That was the dumbest, most ridiculous, no excuse, no alibi, no reason to do what they did. It is inconceivable that they did what they did last night. I'm sorry. There's no excuse. There's no explanation. Pete's explanation was stupid. Okay? He tried to come up with one. This was a brain cramp. If I live to be 200, I'll never see anything as dumb in my life. Listen, sometimes there's just no explanation for just being dumb. The Pats are stunned. You hand it to Marshawn Lynch, who almost scores on first down. You now have the game. The Pats have capitulated. They are not calling timeout. They're saying, you know what? We're going to live and die with what's going on here. What we're going to happen here is we're going to save our timeouts because we're going to think about, I'm sure they're working on a kick return over there, and they're figuring that Marshawn's going to score on our next play anyway. So they save their timeouts, and they let the clock run. And you figure you have a guy who's got 100 yards rushing, who is the most unstoppable short yardage back we have seen in a decade. This isn't a team that doesn't have a running back. This is a team that's got the best guy to do that in the world. They couldn't stop him once, no less three times. I would bet you my house they couldn't stop him twice, no less three times. I'm not even sure they'd stop him once. He almost scored from the five on the first down. Line up, power, block it, touchdown. He probably would go in backwards. The bottom line was Seattle was a yard away, and they got everything. They have three downs. They're a yard away. They just got 4 yards on first down. The clock's running. The Pats are devastated. Brady has his hands in his head in his hands. No one, I can't believe this is happening to me again in Arizona. I'm losing again. And all of a sudden, we go to a spread and throw a slant. Forget whether the quarterback executed the slant or not. It's irrelevant. When you put the ball in the air, two out of three things that happen are bad. When you put the ball in the air is when you have to. In football, you never put the ball in the air if you don't have to. Now, if you run it there on second down and he gets stoned, you call timeout, and then you have some clock issues to think about. You know you're going to run it on fourth down. What are you going to do? Are you going to hammer it on third down and take your one chance, or do you want to give yourself two chances? And that's where the play fake would come in on third down. They were one timeout short of that part of it. That does not even come into the discussion until after you have hammered them on second down. And the way he ran on first down, they almost didn't stop him. If he did twist it the other way, he would have scored on first down from the five. You're never stopping that back. Nobody stops him. He'd had 102 yards in that game, and he'd had an ordinary game. I have never in my life seen, I've seen a lot of teams blow games. I've seen a lot of peculiar endings, but not one when it came down to you actually taking the championship and saying, wait a second, we don't want this. You take it, it's yours, and throw it across the field. Why would you risk your championship on second down? They basically said we were trying to get rid of the down. Why? You were passing it. An incomplete pass was not going to help you there. The same time, if you had run it in versus you throw it in. If you're figuring, well, no, we didn't want to score, then why would you throw it? We were setting up for the last two down. What? It was a clock issue. How was it a clock issue? You had everything in your favor. Everything was perfect. You couldn't have had it any better. The clock's running. You have a timeout. You have three downs and the best short yardage back in the world. And you made him a spectator.